This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, kicking off your drive home or your sit in traffic or whatever the hell it may end up being here.
Happy hour?
I hate driving.
It sucks. It's the absolute worst.
It really does suck the life out of you.
Yes.
It's like, we got to come up with a way. I need all the geniuses. I've advocated for unmanned drone taxis that can just pick me up in a pod at my house and drop me off at work. We need something like that. I'm ready for it. Forget the driverless cars. I don't even want to get in the car. I want to go as the crow flies. I want to go straight A to B in a drone.
I want a direct path. What I hate, especially in New England, no disrespect to our homeland, the native country and whatnot, the freaking roads are so damn circuitous.
Yeah.
Everything is like,
can't get there from here.
Yeah, you can't, that fella. I know, exactly. Driving sucks. That said, happy to keep you company. Let's talk some sports.
Absolutely. So it's 5 o'clock. It's time for the drive. 5 o'clock. It's still time for the drive.
It is time for the drive here on WEEI Afternoons. And the intro sounds like this.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So it's Wednesday. That means the manager of the Boston Red Sox joined us in his usual 2:30-ish spot, closer to 2:45 today, but we won't hold that against him because we had a very enjoyable conversation with the manager, and we kicked things off with last night's big win, which came at the hands of a guy that Fitzy, I believe, said there was a negative 2 billion percent chance of him succeeding.
0 points. Oh, no, actually, I did. I think I said it was actually absolute zero.
Yeah.
Like Kelvin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Zero chance.
I ate it on that one, among many takes yesterday, Andy.
And then Dustin May went out there and pitched six scoreless innings, had eight Ks. He was fiery. The manager explained just how important that was. We watched that game last night. How big a performance was that for Dustin May coming off? You know, you had the three prior starters struggling and Crochet with a game that we haven't really seen very often. How important was it for Dustin May and his energy to step up for you guys?
No, it was very important for all of us. We needed, before the game, I was telling Bales that we needed 100 pitches regardless, you know, and he did that and more, right? Gave us six strong innings, threw a lot of strikes, was under control the whole night against a tough lineup. And now we're in a better place tonight, bullpen-wise. We were able to reset a few guys, and we're ready.
So Dustin May went out there, and as I said yesterday, might be a possibility just because baseball is baseball, and had a Cooper Criswell moment for a team that needed it to avoid this extended losing streak. Puts a different perspective, I'd say, tonight on Walker Buehler going to – less pressure with Walker Buehler going to the mound. And, you know, he's a guy that has, I think we can say, battled confidence and mindset over the course of the season. Remember that one where he said, like, I'm just trying to believe, prove that I still should have a job in baseball or something like that.
Then the next day he said, like, that might have been the Buffalo Trace talking last night.
And Dan Ball said he should never pitch again, I believe.
That's right. At least not for my team, the Boston Red Sox.
How do you feel about him pitching tonight?
I mean, not amazing, but I'm really encouraged by the change to pitching out of the stretch completely instead of the windup. I feel like that's worked for Brian Bayo. He switched to that as well, so he's been battling the mechanics. It seems like that may be something that's working for him.
So you know that I oversimplify everything, and I have this thing with the lineup. Like, don't strike out and you win games. Last night they strike out 5 times and they score 14 runs. Coincidence? I think not. So Walker Buehler, I basically boil down to do not walk somebody and then within a batter or two give up a home run. If you avoid that, Walker Buehler, I think you'll be fine tonight. And again, maybe that's an oversimplification, but based on my anecdotal evidence of the season, feels like that's the plan, Dan Ball.
He's also somebody I would love for him to find something down the stretch, because he's a mindset veteran kind of presence that I would love
Bulldog.
To have involved on a playoff roster in some capacity. The way
I'm
that he
so
competes
happy
in the playoffs.
To hear you say that.
Absolutely. I would love it. If he can find it, that's exactly the guy I want in October.
Because he's battle tested, and you've seen him drag that swag across the mound. And on multiple occasions be elite and not be and not sort of cower in the face of the moment in the postseason when it mattered most for the Dodgers. And Andy, if the Sox can get there, that's going to matter most. And look, it would be very easy.
It's a lot of ifs. If the Sox get there, if he can pitch like he's 5 years younger,
when? How about when he does? I'm gonna switch those ifs to whens. How about that?
Sounds good.
Now regarding tonight,
I'll keep if.
You keep if. Astros are -167 on the money line tonight. They're a run and a half because Buehler, 7-6, has a 5-4. Hunter Brown, 9-5, 2-5-1. That's pretty good.
I don't feel great about it. I'm not going to lie. The Sox beat him a couple weeks ago, Dan Ball tells me, but that's I don't feel great about that. I will say I do need a moment of truth here while I take my victory lap on Dustin May. I did take the over in the game last night, and while I got there 14-1 from one team, I may have taken the over with an eye on this could be a shootout kind of baseball game. So as much as I talked a good game, I did put a little money on the over, and it all worked out. We're all happy the way it worked out, so that is good. Roman Anthony, interesting guy on this show over the last couple days. Interesting guy in a Red Sox uniform since he's been called up. Back-to-back nights, he hits a home run. And we asked the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, just how good can Roman Anthony be?
Alex, the anomalous, unbelievable stats for Roman Anthony continue to pile up on an almost game-by-game basis. Last night, the 4 walks, the 4 runs, the home run. And there's been a little bit of a power surge lately with him matching his season-long total in home runs just over the last 2 nights. So I wanted to ask, has there been any sort of adjustment or focus on him trying to up the power game, if you will, with his swing and his plate appearances?
I think it's just the evolution of the player, right? And with him, everything is fast, right? And except he's a bat. He slows down everything. I'm very impressed, you know, just the way he controls the strike zone is something that when you start looking around the league, you know, Juan Soto, he does that. He did it from the get-go with the Nationals, and that's what Roman is doing. He's doing an outstanding job as a leadoff guy. Those two on top of the lineup, you got to throw it over the plate to get him out. That's the reality of it. And you're into a tough matchup right away, and the pitch counts get up. But going back to Roman, very impressed. You know, he was hitting a lot of ground balls, but even his ground balls are different than the others, right? He hits them hard, and they go through the infield. And now he's hitting the ball in the air, which is awesome, you know, because now he's going to start hitting extra bases, and, you know, it's just fun to watch.
Interesting. I'm starting to really hear. So we've talked about it.
Ted Williams seems to be involved in every note, post-game note, that involves Roman Anthony. I'm also starting to hear a lot of comparisons, anecdotal comparisons, to Juan Soto, who just signed for, I believe it's $750 million.
$765 million, ballpark.
Yeah, $750 million. That's how good Juan Soto is. And the Red Sox just locked up Roman Anthony for 8 years, $130 million, could top out at 230. Yes, Dan Ball.
From MLB Network, there are two players in the league to rank in the 95th percentile or higher in hard hit percentage and chase percentage in 2025. Those players are?
Juan Soto and Roman Anthony.
Nailed it. Absolutely. Yeah. So he is hitting the ball hard nearly 100% of the time. He's at 98%. And then the chase percentage, swinging at things out of the zone, 95th percent.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this makes me feel better about my all-in declaration during my three-point stance, Gronk comparison, that this guy just is proving all the support that he got. Everything we heard about him, he proves it right on a nightly basis. And Cora's right. There is an accelerated development. And Dan Ball, you famously once said, even though you don't want to lay claim to it, that development is not linear.
I did not use that term.
That
was another nerd. That was not me.
Doesn't it seem, though, that for Roman Anthony, development kind of is linear? That it's just kind of going at a massive straight line to who knows where? The moon? Success? All-time greatness? The natural? Whatever the hell you want to call him. Ted Williams and Juan Soto. Those are the two comparisons for Roman Anthony right now. Pretty good.
Ted Williams and Juan Soto, when you haven't even played half a season. And the thing is, people aren't being hyperbolous when they do it, or hyperbolic, I should say, excuse me. They're being realistic, because that's what the numbers line up to thus far. Talk about somebody to, like, make sure he's treated with kit gloves off the field, or at least, like, protected. Like, do not let anything happen to the asset. That kid is the future of Fenway.
Also, buy your kids a Roman Anthony jersey. I'm all in on it. You don't have to worry about anything. I think he's a good dude. You know, the whole women want to be with him, men want to be him, kids can look up to him, he's got a good demeanor, he's a great player. Go buy your kids for Christmas a Roman Anthony jersey. You will not regret it. The other big question we had to ask Alex Cora, though.
And you can't take your eyes off his mom.
Oh, boy. Will Fleming always has to take it in a different direction. Well, I'm talking about the kids getting jerseys, and he's worried about the mom. Alex Cora, his team has been under, I won't say under fire, because if so, they're like brush fires. But there's been a growing narrative or barbs or criticism from other teams about what exactly the Red Sox are doing to, quote unquote, scout pitchers and their pitches, and, you know, how they're holding the ball, guys on second base, and the Hudson Astros thing, or, you know, the iPad in San Diego. So we had to obviously ask the manager about it. It's a little long, the answer, but I think you'll enjoy it because it's very open, honest, and enlightening. Alex, there has been an influx of criticisms or stories about how you guys are handling your scouting of opposing pitchers and what they are throwing. There was the iPad thing in San Diego, Kyle Hudson in Houston here at Fenway Park, and now Tarek Skubal questioning where your base coaches stand. What is your reaction to all this?
Skubal, talk about that. He talk about us.
Yeah, he doesn't think your coaches at first and third stand in the coaches' boxes.
But we haven't played them in a while. well, their third base coach doesn't stand in the third base coach either. He's my brother. But whatever. No, man, it's you prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017 Houston Astros. You know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life. And, you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right? And I can live with that. But, you know, the league is on top of stuff, you know, the iPad stuff. Everybody has their information as long as you work, and everything goes through the league. So there's no worries, man. We're just trying to gain advantage, you know, and take advantage of situations that happens on the field. And, you know, like we always said, you know, we have to be on top of our guys too, you know, because our guys, some of them have tipped throughout the years, and we have to clean them up, and we have to do our diligence to stay on top of everything. If you don't do that at this level, you're not going to be successful.
Alex, do you think it's because of the dark cloud from years ago, or do you think it's is there something else that would lead people to scrutinize you or the organization further, let's say, than maybe other prominent franchises like the Red Sox?
I think they talk about the Yankees, what, a month ago, right? Like, they were giving signals from second base. So, you know, like, I don't know. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. And, you know, if it's a dark cloud, so be it, you know. I mean, it is what it is. I have to live with that, and I'm not afraid to talk about it. There's people that are afraid to talk about that, but I haven't been afraid to talk about what we did and how big of a mistake we made in 17. And, you know, it is what it is, you know. I would love to take it back, but it's not possible, right? We have to continue and keep growing. And, you know, when they ask questions, I have answers. And, you know, I got a family that, you know, suffered through that and is suffering through it still, you know, and that's how it is. You know, I don't get defensive about it. So, you know, if they think it's because of that, if people are talking about it because of that, so be it.
If people have any wonder why we like Alex Cora, why we respect him and appreciate the interviews he does with us each and every Wednesday, those two answers right there would be the reason. It's a tough question, not only about the present, but also about the past that he takes head on, takes as a human being, and I just have a lot of respect for that. I also would say this, Alex Cora, to me it's a compliment. It's both a compliment of how good people think you are within the game of baseball at seeing and diagnosing and scouting, and also it's a compliment for your offense. No one would be accusing you of stealing signs if you had the worst run differential in baseball, if you couldn't score runs, but suddenly you have the best run differential in the American League. You lead the league in runs. You're going to make the playoffs. It's a bit of a compliment to you and your lineup, so I think that's part of it, too.
It is, but just back to what you said a moment ago about why we enjoy speaking with him, why we would defend him, and why more fans should get behind him. There are plenty of other coaches currently, and especially in recent Boston sports past, Andy, who have been super-duper successful. And if you were to ask them about any of that, we're not talking about that.
You mean Bill Belichick?
We're on to, what's that? No, why would you assume that?
Oh, I don't know, maybe because I had to deal with it for 20 years, and it ruined my life.
We're on to those. Yeah, no, like, Alex Cora owns it. Like, completely owns it. Talks about the family. You could tell that it bothered him that his family got dogged or ridiculed, or at least that he lost his job, which was traumatic for the family. I'm sure they wondered for a while if they would have to move, because I know they like life around here. Like, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. But I, now having had a chance to speak to him for months, I almost kind of expected nothing less.
Yeah, no, and it's funny. We had talked before the show about, you know, we got to ask him about this. It's in the news. How's he going to handle it? How are we going to handle it? And I actually thought the answer might be something like that because of the relationship we've built with him over the course of the season and just observing him and the way he handles his business, that he might go down that road. And so it doesn't surprise me, but that doesn't mean he doesn't deserve credit for handling it like a professional and like a man. And he certainly did that. And I would say, like some of the texters keep saying, if you don't want them doing it, then stop tipping your pitches, crybabies. Like,
Didn't Marloni tell us that a while ago, Andy?
But it's not even just tipping pitches. That's one thing. Okay, he's good at that, and that may be a little tougher to diagnose. But when you have a guy on second base and you're so open with your grip that the guy at second base can see exactly what you're doing with the baseball, that's on you, my friend. I'm sorry. That's on you. That is nothing other than a good teammate relaying that information. You need to be better. Change the angle of your glove. Close your glove. The grip. Start with the same grip. Whatever it may be to get past it. So, I don't have any sympathy for all these whiners out there. And I did think it was interesting that he was caught a little off guard by Tarik Skubal. He's like, Skubal talking about us? I hadn't even heard that one yet. So, interesting. I wonder if that's a text or a phone call to his brother to see, get a little more insight into that conversation. Maybe we'll have to ask him about that next week. Mike Vrabel spoke today in Minnesota, joint practices. He also tends to be somewhat enlightening in some of his interviews, tends to answer questions a little more directly than some of his predecessors and avoids stepping in it. He was asked about Kyle Duggar, who's been kind of running with the twos, lost his first unit reps. He was asked what Kyle Duggar needs to do to get back in that mix, and the answer is very interesting.
Kyle Duggar, what does he have to do to get back in the
I think just making sure that he's where he needs to be and understanding that the coverage concepts and everything we do keep working and keep progressing. You know, a lot of this is the guys that have earned a right to take a look with that first unit. And again, there'll be different lineups and different things, and just focus on, you know, the reps that you get. You know, his attitude's been great. Had a long recovery in the offseason. So he's been out there and he's continued to get better and work. And I think the more that he practices, the better he's going to feel and the more that it's going to translate onto the football field.
Thanks for the jugs machine shooting off balls in the background. So a lot of that is guys who've earned those reps. Well, Duggar was getting those reps, so he lost those reps, or he no longer earned the right to those reps. It's an interesting conversation. Kyle Duggar is a $50-plus million safety. He's 5 years into his career. He's supposed to be one of your core players, captain-like player, and it looks like he is losing out on reps, losing out on opportunities. Jalen Hawkins, Woodson, the rookie, are taking some of those reps.
Who was the safety who was like the linchpin of the Titans defense all those years? Was that Kevin Byard?
Yep.
I think he's looking for his next Kevin Byard and probably has not found it in Duggar just yet.
Well, I just think Duggar is an interesting guy who I've never been thrilled with. I would have let go last year. I thought the contract was bloated that this team gave him, and that was pre-ankle injury. He's never been good in coverage. I don't think he's a modern safety. I think his weaknesses got exposed when Devin McCourty left his side. I think it was much easier for Kyle Duggar to be Kyle Duggar when he had Devin McCourty as a true free safety next to him, but he has not evolved his game. And right there, you heard Vrabel basically say he needs to learn the defense and know his coverage responsibilities. So doesn't even sound like he's got his head in the playbook or the new scheme or whatever. So Kyle Duggar, I think the thing that could keep you on this roster is your dead cap hit and your big contract. Otherwise, I think you'd be phased out even sooner. And I'm not ruling out you might be phased out altogether. So interesting. One of the camp battles or maybe surprise cuts we'll keep an eye on in the coming weeks. Patriots will be back at it tomorrow. Joint practice day two in Minnesota. And I want to thank Mike Dussault again for joining us about a half hour ago. And he brought up a good point. It'll be good to see Will Campbell and the offensive line and how they do in day two. Do they get better? Do they learn? Do they react? Or do they get exposed for a second straight day? That is something we'll definitely have to monitor and keep an eye on for tomorrow on WEEI Afternoons. That's going to do it for The Drive. Up next, we have a big Fitzy segment here. He's very proud of the interactions he had on social media yesterday. He had a Roman Anthony take that, well, it took some people off guard. I think Will Middlebrooks may have even engaged with Fitzy and others about his take that Roman Anthony needs to maybe change his swing, hit for a little more power. Well, he did hit a home run last night and they won. He's done it 2 days in a row, so maybe Fitzy was just ahead of the curve. Maybe Fitzy's genius was walking alone. Fitzy, some mean tweets and social media responses. Also, our snake draft. It is Wednesday. We do our snake draft. We're going to do a fun one, the boys behind the glass. We're going to do a little fantasy football draft here with a twist. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today, the DB behind the glass, Dan Ball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All has what's trending. WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens. And Nick Fitzy Stevens annoyed some people yesterday, as he is wont to do. Some of them notable. Some of them just internet trolls and sort of everything in between. And I don't really understand the reason for the angst because, you know, I watch Nesson on a nightly basis, watch a lot of Red Sox baseball, and when I hear the color commentators talk about how the Red Sox would like Roman Anthony to get the ball in the air a little bit more to take advantage of his power and maybe get some home runs, I was like, oh, this seems like this is everybody's kind of rooting for the same thing, but
yep.
When Fitzy says it, well, everybody beats up on Fitzy. That part of it, I'm actually all for. Piling on Fitzy is something I've been doing
for
years.
Stunning development.
I actually started that game. The internet trolls are just trying to catch up in that area.
Right. They learned it from you, Dad. Thanks.
So, Fitzy, people apparently had some not nice responses to your opinions. Is that fair to say?
They kind of took a little bit of issue with it. And so the way it works is after certain segments on the show, our Twitch/video producer, Brian Frizzoco, often will, you know, DM us, message us, come down the hall and be like, hey, did you like that? Or should I put this up? I want to share that. Messages me, hey, is it cool if I share your three-point stance? Yeah, it's fine. I'm sure it'll probably aggravate a few Sox fans, but let's see if they take it the wrong way or the right way. Last night, checking the score, checking something one time before bed, I saw like the clip blew up and my notifications and messages, my God, absolute minefield, just toxic, just like the grounds of like a transfer station, like an absolute dump in Haverhill. It was awful. I was stunned, actually. And like some of them were just like, why would you want to do that? He's so good. Roman Anthony is so perfect. And then there was just a ton of lots of things that I cannot repeat on FM radio. And Andy, I'd be even uncomfortable repeating them interpersonally or even on a podcast. Like people just got angry and nasty. And I'd like to ask you this. Do you believe if in my 3-point stance yesterday, instead of saying Roman Anthony alter his swing, that Roman Anthony try to perhaps hit more home runs than just sort of, you know, hit for contact or work on the line drives? If I had not even, was it the phrase alter his swing that triggered so many Sox fans?
I think it probably was. But let's hear some of the results of that. Dan Ball has been scouring the socials to get some of the classic response, the troll responses, the cesspools responses. What are those, Dan?
First of all, shout out to Will Middlebrooks, who took the nerd approach and responded with Roman's numbers over his last 36 games. 338 average, 430 OBP, blah, 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 blah. Middlebrooks, unfortunately, Fitzy, missed your point, which was not that he is not a good player. Right. And that's what
Middlebrooks also unfollowed me last night.
Oh, he unfollowed
you?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
He did.
Oh, I'm down on Will Middlebrooks now.
Middlebrooks has been following me for half a decade. And last night I was like, oh, wow, Middlebrooks replied. Then I looked and I was like, oh, no, the follows you is gone.
Do we have our first WEEI Afternoons feud that doesn't involve me?
Yes.
Will Middlebrooks
I was
hates
surprised.
Fitzy?
I don't know. A certain linebacker doesn't like a certain head coach, but that hasn't come
That's
to
true.
A head yet.
Yeah,
funny little story with Middlebrooks. Years ago, I was supposed to host a TV show on the Big Ten Network.
That's
with
a great co-host,
story. With co-host Jenny Dell. I got replaced the week before it started shooting. I almost was TV pals with Jenny Dell.
I was going to say,
story.
Be careful where this goes. This feud could really escalate depending on how you finish that sentence.
Well, do we extend the invitation to the Fenway Ford Clubhouse Studios, where apparently all of our wars are fought?
This just got less fun for me, though.
That's why? Because you're not involved?
No. Because I have no... The middle school unfollow somebody because they said something you don't agree with.
Maybe it was the Dustin May thing yesterday when I said he had a 0.0% chance to win. I don't know, but like Middlebrooks and I have been Twitter chums for years, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh.
Wow.
Was it something I twote?
Okay, not a fan.
So moving on from that, I also gleaned that a lot of people just didn't listen to the full clip, which is classic Twitter. Somebody used a GFY back at you, Fitzy, which I took offense to on your behalf.
Yeah, that's my you can't redirect my energy at me, especially borrowing my old signature catchphrase.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight to the point.
Somebody asked. Somebody was inquisitive in theirs. We watching the same sport, which I appreciated.
That needs a bro on the end.
Yeah.
That needs
a bro. The lack of bro was disappointing on that one. And again, Andy, you agreed that it was the alter his swing phrasing that probably triggered a lot of people. Dan Stiz, behind the glass, you boys with me on that vibe?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Just any implication that he needs to change anything, I think probably got people all up.
He's perfect just the way he is.
Right.
I like that he strikes out a lot.
Which is, you know, when it's Roman Anthony and Ted Williams.
Two home runs before the week.
I can see both sides when it's Roman Anthony and Ted Williams in the same conversation.
Nobody's perfect.
And then the last one, and I was genuinely curious, wonder when the last time this guy swung a bat.
He coaches. He's going to do some fun.
I know. That's why I wanted you to give the answer to that question.
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. And I swing and miss at half of them. Thank you.
There you go.
Do you? Pop-ups are impossible. Just throw them. Much easier.
Yeah, well, the problem is I'm still coaching little kids, so you have to hit the gentle flies to the outfield. You can't grip it and rip it like you probably could with 12 and up.
Yeah, and that's how I tore my bicep.
But yeah, something tells me that didn't stop Andy.
Yeah, I was hitting fungos to center field when I tore my bicep. anyway, okay, those are the mean tweets. You hate Fitzy. You want to unfollow him like Will Middlebrooks, apparently. Whatever. Do your thing. It's social media. That's your prerogative.
Soft.
Yeah, you may be soft if you do that. Yes, we may. But we'll still invite you on the show to talk baseball and maybe go at Fitzy if you don't like his opinions. We'll have a little feud here. But now it is time for our Wednesday afternoon Behind the Glass Snake Draft. So, boys, we came up with the idea. Fitzy, I think this was your idea. We're going to draft a fantasy offense, which is not something the Patriots have right now, but a quarterback, a wide receiver, a running back, a tight end. But there is a little twist. One of those draft pick positions has to be a Patriot.
Good luck.
You have to check off a Patriot somewhere on your team. So we're going to do that. It's going to be me, it's going to be Fitzy, and it's going to be the boys behind the glass. I believe Stiz is going to go to the podium and speak for them.
That's right.
What is our draft order?
It is just that. It is Fitzy, it is Hart, and then it's the Behind the Glass boys. 1, 2, 3. So yes, 4 rounds, snake draft. So the Behind the Glass boys will get the wraparound pick at 3 and 4.
All right.
And Nick Fitzy Stevens has the first overall selection.
As a man of my word, obviously, I have to go with the guy that I've been saying on this radio station is the best quarterback in football for months. I believe it. Thrilled to have him on my team. Ice Joe Burrow, the king of the North. Welcome to Team Fitzy. You are our QB.
Joe Burrow goes number one overall. I think that's a bold choice. I like it. You know I love Joe Burrow, so I never criticize that pick. So I am going to go... Ooh, this is the number two pick. Do the balance here. I am going to go with Bijan Robinson, number one pick for the Hart team.
Running back position is a little bit of a question this year, it seems like. You get past Saquon Barkley, and then McCaffrey's getting older. Genty's your number five, but he's just getting into the league.
Rookie.
So,
and even Barkley, I think, is a risky pick coming off a kind of great special season. Feels like he's due to have a little step back or even an injury or something. So, yeah, it's an interesting position.
And as the league moves away from a true number one running back, it's harder to draft a true number one running back, which is why I think it's an apt pick. So Stiz is getting his picks ready on behalf of the Behind the Glass boys. We have the wraparound pick. Two picks coming up, and these are them.
All right, boys. So I have been watching Hard Knocks.
I thought you were going to say,
fan.
You know the game, you know the name.
I watched the first episode. Actually, I'm curious if the second episode already dropped. Maybe it was
I think it's on tonight.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of Hard Knocks, and I'm loving what I'm seeing from my guy Josh Allen. So for the Behind the Glass Boys first pick, quarterback Josh Allen.
Love it.
It's a great pick. Reigning MVP. That's a good pick.
That's right.
And he comes across as more likable. It's hard to think that he could be, but he's even more likable, Andy, in the show.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth, Nick. Andy, you were talking about earlier about how, you know, if the coach is interacting with fans in a certain way, I mean, these guys do it right.
The best.
Josh Allen's out there signing autographs for hours. It's really cool to see.
Yeah,
so.
He is. He's a stud. He's just a stud all the way around. And I saw the comments from Haley Steinfeld, their wedding, and she's like, he's the man I've always dreamed of in every dream I ever had or something like that. I was like, damn.
Yeah, Josh Allen seems like he's living a pretty nice life. For our second pick, we will go wide receiver, and we will take Ja'Marr Chase.
Ja'Marr Chase is the
awesome
first
pick.
Wide receiver taken.
He's the best wide receiver in football.
So that doesn't allow Fitzy, if this were a real league, to double up on his points and that whole thing. I am on the clock at number 5. I am going to go to the wide receiver position. It's a little concerning to me because this guy did not practice against the Patriots today because he is dealing with a soft tissue injury. But we talked about that offense. We talked about that coach. Give me Justin Jefferson. I think he's the best wide receiver in football.
Okay. It's a good 1 and 1A at this point, really.
Yes.
I think you, no disrespect, the next one on the list, well, I won't share it, but I think there is a 1 and 1A, and then there's a little bit of a drop off when you get to the rest of the position. All
Absolutely.
Right, Fitzy, you have the wraparound pick at 6 and 7.
Ooh, I can completely live with how this is working out. I am going to go with my second overall pick. I am going to take tight end Brock Bowers out of the Las Vegas Raiders. I think he is the best tight end in football, and it's not even close. I also saw that he recently shaved his head, so he looks like a jacked Lex Luthor now. So that has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that I love the look. So I'll take Brock Bowers. And then with my wraparound pick, my New England Patriot, I mean, does this just not fit? I mean, obviously, Travion Henderson.
I would have put that as a lock before this whole process started.
Right?
And it's not a bad pick. I actually think it's a very good pick upside there. Hell, you already got the injury or whatever the hell is going on with Ramondre Stevenson. The role could be growing, not shrinking. So I think that's a good pick, Fitzy. So I'm in my 8th pick overall, my 3rd pick, and I am going to go with my Patriot. Patriots are starting to come off the board. Give me tight end Hunter Henry, who also didn't practice today. Seems to be a theme for my team.
Yikes. Oh, boy.
So, Andy, what do you have so far?
Bijan Robinson, Justin Jefferson, and Hunter Henry.
Ooh, that's a nice little roster you got right there.
Yeah, Hunter Henry is a lock to catch 60 balls and 6 touchdowns for 600 yards.
That's probably as true a statement as you have ever made over these airwaves.
All right, let's go, Stiz. Oh, there's a lot of yelling going on behind the glass.
Fighting. It's fun to play. Fun to play the depth chart game with Stiz on the fly.
All right.
Do we have a wide receiver? Yes, we have a wide receiver.
Stiz
we need a running
like,
back.
Depth chart. Wasn't that a record label?
All right. For our running back, we too will take our Patriot off the board. Give us Ramondre Stevenson.
Ooh.
Ramondre Stevenson.
That's an interesting selection. I don't hate it. I don't love it. It is, I would say, you both can't be right. You need one of those guys to have a breakout year and carry the full load. So Fitzy and Stiz are battling in this game.
Absolutely. Okay, so that covers quarterback, wide receiver, and running back, leaving us a tight end. And Stiz is in love with the next member of the Behind the Glass team.
I am, again. Watched him on TV. I believe it was a Netflix show. I'm not sure the one. I don't know if it was quarterback. I don't know. But George Kittle. Give me George Kittle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. He's your. He's also your smelling salt boy who freaked out when he thought he couldn't have smelling salts, come to find out he just needs to supply his own.
Oh, by the way, Andy, I'm sending you the Amazon link to the smelling salts for you to purchase.
okay,
I'll send that to you later.
I will get on that now with my 4th pick. If you've been following along, I need a quarterback, and there are good quarterbacks on the board. I have 2 that I'm considering, and I already told you guys I think one of them has a step back in his second season, so I'm not going to take that guy. Therefore, I will take the annual MVP candidate that is Lamar Jackson. Thank you very much.
Ooh, wow.
It's a good pick. Never a problem, especially if you look at this from a fantasy lens, what you get on the ground and in the air.
Oh, yeah.
long as it doesn't matter in the playoffs. Then...
So, oh, yeah, we don't have I'm not worried about that. Be done by then. That, yeah. We'll celebrate by then. But this is a good damn team I just drafted.
Yeah, that's a solid performance out of Team Hart in the middle. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, you get the Mr. Irrelevant pick.
I do. Man, I am caught between, you know what? This kid is a stud, and he may even go further this year.
Yep.
It's actually a college teammate of his I was debating picking as well. Andy, how crazy would you have thought I would have been if I took BTJ here?
Not crazy at all, because he would be a consideration for me. It's either the young one is how I would label it on the former Tigers.
Which is why I'm going to go with Malik Nabers, wide receiver from the New York Giants.
I was hoping you were going to go with Brian Thomas Jr. Because I think that's a ballsy pick. But
yeah,
I don't think you can go wrong with either of those. I think both those guys are absolute studs. And LSU, it's just stupid how many great receivers come out of LSU.
It's incredible. Yeah,
They're amazing ones that come out of Ohio State. What the hell do they teach them, and how do they teach them how to play wide receiver down there? It's bananas.
All right, those are our teams we drafted. Again, you had to draft a Patriot in our little fantasy draft. Those will be up on socials. You'll get a chance to vote and sound off. Tell us who drafted the best fantasy team. That has to include a Patriot. Vote for Hart, vote for Fitzy, or give Stiz the sympathy vote. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends as we bring the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Show to a close. WEEI Afternoons, and not surprisingly, our listeners are ahead of us a little bit. We have an idea from the text line. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Stiz, Dan Ball. We just finished our snake draft fantasy teams in which you had to draft a Patriots player somewhere in your mix of quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end. And we had a texter that said, you guys have to actually follow these teams in a custom fantasy league somewhere. Legit begging for a weekly update. So Dan Ball's going to take care of that tonight. He's going to figure out what site we can just bang out a little four-player fantasy team that includes Patriots players, and we'll check in on a weekly basis. And then at the end of the year, the winner will get a 30-pack of Miller Lite, which is always the prize here on WEEI Afternoons. Are we in for that? Fitzy, we in?
In.
Okay, let's go.
You'll have my axe.
I'm feeling good about it. And there'll be no roster moves or anything. Legit, we just start all four players.
Nope. All four, all 17 weeks.
And if your quarterback gets hurt, you're done.
All four of them tear their junk week one.
Absolutely. Okay, I love it. All right.
You don't get a 30 rack.
That's right. You don't get a 30 rack. Coming up on Odds and Ends here on Ka is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Christian Arcan, the host of the very, very long Christian Arcan show tonight, joining us. Turn his mic on, please, if you could, so I can hear him.
I'm right here. What do you want?
Hello.
Hi. Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Fitzy, a.k.a. me with when I'm angry is what he basically
AKA
sounds like.
A.k.a. Kermit the Frog, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomes, a.k.a.
all those things.
Yeah.
I enjoy this content. You sound like someone who sat in on the Odyssey prize training seminar.
Oh, I was scared to death
week.
When I finished that.
That was intense.
It was alarming. Like,
yeah.
It was like, do
I've
not
never
have
given
fun.
A single thing away in my show ever. And I was like, I'm never doing it.
Never will now after you watch that. 100%. I was scared straight. That is a scared straight episode right there if you're in the broadcast business of what not to do.
I don't think we're going to be doing like a gallon milk chug.
Nope. Well, we're not doing anything.
Soon.
We're not doing anything around here. We're just doing a radio show. What did you think of the manager? I'm assuming, hoping that you listened to his comments with us earlier today.
I did.
About the pitch stealing. What were your thoughts on that?
I thought that his answer about his reputation and all of that, I thought was very strong. You know, he's basically not afraid to talk about it, even though people don't really bring it up to him that much anymore. I thought that it was a time now, and we're at this sort of weird flashpoint with these two series against Houston where that's now suddenly become this thing again.
Yep.
Because people are complaining. There's a lot of unwritten rule bitching going on and that sort of thing. And, you know, it's not like the Red Sox have been in first place all year and that they've been dominating the whole league and everyone's jealous of them and all that. But you are noticing now that that's starting to come up right as they start to come up. And it's just a little weaselly, I think.
Yeah,
but I liked Cora's answer. I thought Cora's answer was
very
good.
No, his answer was, I mean, it showed yet again he's so good at that aspect of the job, answering the question.
Cheating?
No. Whoa. Well, you didn't make that clear. I jumped in there.
Finessing the rules.
Just because you're still mad because he told you he wouldn't sign a contract extension and then signed a contract extension, you don't need to take cheap shots.
Cut deep. What do you want to say?
No.
I mean, lie to my face like that.
Two things can be true, Christian.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
I think there's something to that.
So what do you got on the, 10 minutes tonight?
6 minutes
tonight. Okay, 6 minutes. What are you going to yell about for 6 minutes?
Well, the Celtics sale is closed, so I can get at least like 30 seconds out of that. And I think the other 6.5 is going to be how great Roman Anthony is and why he shouldn't alter his swing, Fitzy, you idiot.
Right? Thank you. Join the party. Kick me while I'm down.
Learn baseball, bro. When was the last time you swung a bat? Did you ever in your whole life? That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 6. Ted will be here. Fitzy will be here. We'll have more joint practice action. Let's see if Drake May can maybe go 5 passes without getting sacked tomorrow with that scary performance out in Minnesota. And we will be at Fenway Park on Friday, so we will close out the week in exciting fashion. And we'll talk to our buddy Tom E. Curran with his update from the practice fields of Minnesota. All that tomorrow. Talk to you 2 to 6. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.